U.S. Speed Skating's Hall of Fame committee is scheduled to meet at this hour. In front of it is a proposal to have Andy Gabel removed from the sport's Hall of Fame, located at the Pettit National Ice Center in Milwaukee. He was accused by two skaters earlier this year of inappropriate sexual contact when they were both minors and teammates of Gabel. The request for action was made by three members of U.S. Speed Skating: Rob Plum of the Leading Edge Short Track Club in Rockville, Maryland, Pat Radowski, a Level 2 speed skating official, and Carl Seperin, head coach at the Glen Allen Speed Skating Club in Northern Illinois. Seperin explains the group's objections to Gabel's continuing presence in the hall.
We just feel that it is incredibly inappropriate and sends the wrong message to everybody in the sport.
Gabel has already stepped down from his roles on the International Skating Union and U.S. Speed Skating's Hall of Fame committee in the wake of the controversy, but Seperin says this additional step would carry a powerful message that U.S. speed skating is trying to put the wrongs of the past behind it.
You know, the Hall of Fame, it's kind of like a symbol for the whole sport. And, you know, it also kind of represents, you know, kind of like the safety deposit box, you know, of memories and positive things. I mean, you only want to put good stuff in there that's going to reflect well, you know, because if future generations are going to look back and say, you know, look in that Hall of Fame and that museum and look to learn about the past and about the culture and about the history. And, you know, it's not like you want to hide your problems, but you also don't want to put problems on a pedestal and say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter that he did this, as long as he won.
One person who will be at this weekend's board meeting is skater Bridie Farrell, who first brought her story of sexual abuse in 1997 and 98 to light on WUWM's Lake Effect in February. Farrell serves on two U.S. speed skating committees, but has no official role at the meeting in Salt Lake City.
I am not afraid to talk to anybody that's there, or shy to talk to anybody about this issue. And so, in the offline conversation, yeah, sure, I'll do that. But then if there's a opportunity to speak, I'm happy to step up to speak. I think that, you know, there's a proposal put forward for Andy to be taken out of the Hall of Fame, and my name and my story brought that to light. So if I need to go into detail about my awful experiences so people get the point of how he has to be out of the Hall of Fame, then I'm happy to do that.
Farrell was one of two skaters who came forward publicly with stories of sexual misconduct related to Gabel. The other, Nikki Meyer, related a similar story she says happened when she trained with Gabel at the U.S. Olympic Education Center in Marquette, Michigan in 1991. These two reports sparked U.S. speed skating to hire a Chicago law firm to investigate the allegations. Since then, documents obtained by WUWM through a Freedom of Information Act request show that Gabel was also investigated for possible inappropriate sexual contact with another minor skater at the U.S. OEC in 1990. That investigation was eventually dropped for lack of evidence by Northern Michigan University, which operates the facility. A spokeswoman for U.S. speed skating did not return a request for comment about the status of the outside investigation or whether the organization is aware of the 1990 investigation. Though the proposal to have Gabel's name removed from the Hall of Fame is before the board, the Hall of Fame is administered separately from the sport's governing body, so it's unclear whether the board could take the action. Carl Seperin says he and his colleagues would drop the formal request if the board or the Hall of Fame took the step voluntarily. Seperin says he would be troubled if the matter isn't resolved.
Keeping him up there and in there, I would rather see the whole Hall of Fame move someplace else and leave the Pettit entirely rather than, you know, continue to take my skaters, you know, up there and, you know, go through training and other events.
The meeting of U.S. Speed Skating's Board of Directors is scheduled to run through Sunday. I'm Mitch Tyke, 89.7 WUWM.